Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Am I set to play this? I think so.
America's chickens are coming home to roost.
That's a great line to start. They're coming to Devon, or as I like to say, Devon today. We'll get to the White House. Dan was right. I was a little bit groggy this morning after 3 hours sleep, and there's some funny stuff from the showdown at the White House yesterday. Nancy Pelosi standing up there, the only woman among men. Morning Joe says they were bowing their heads in shame, the Republicans, by what Trump was saying. Was he calling her a third-grade politician or a third-rate politician? Both apply, but we're a little bit unclear on the tape. We'll get to that. But I love it when a national issue comes home locally. Well, by the way, the Philadelphia police were on Fox and Friends this morning. Hold up big signs. We are hiring. Don't worry about what they're saying about Larry Krasner. We're hiring. You know, don't worry about any of that stuff or what it's like to be a Philadelphia cop. Not sure the starting salary now, but that would be a start if people are serious about cops or what the salary should be. Starting salary having to deal with Larry Krasner and the nonsense in Philadelphia, Philadelphia City Council and others, ought to be about $60,000, I would think, at least. All right. Chickens coming home to roost. Now, this is a perfect example. Dan, you can back me up. If you can just look up the Devereaux Foundation or agency, I believe Sylvester Stallone went there before he went to Lincoln. I think he had some kind of issue, whatever. They are kind of world class as caring and kind of highfalutin to get the job done with children. They're located, the one I'm talking about, in Devon. The Inquirer says today that's set about 15 miles northwest of Philadelphia. I love it when they put this word in. Progressive, they love this thing. A leafy enclave. You know, there's a lot of trees. Germantown's famous for trees and all. Is Germantown leafy? It's a leafy enclave of only 1,700 people. I thought Devon was bigger than that. 92% white. I thought it was whiter than that. The median income is $183,483. That's enough right there to get them crazy. Community best known for the Devon Horse Show and Country Fair. Wow. So what's happening today is they're going to be invaded by a couple of outfits. Now, one outfit, Juntos, we've talked about over the years. Yeah, good memory, right? Didn't look that one up. Sylvester Stallone, after failing 10th grade, I think at Lincoln, went to Devereaux.
Just a quick tidbit, a factoid. Stallone was expelled from 14 schools by the age of 13.
Wait a minute. The guy did it every year. Well, he didn't start till he was five, I guess. We need a list of that, Dan. Is there a list available? That'd be the big list. Schools at Sylvester Stallone or successful people who were expelled from schools might be the big list. Wow. That is an unbelievable factoid. Okay. So this is an outfit over the years that I've heard. It's a very good caring outfit, taking care of children. Two groups are coming. Juntos, these are the illegal alien front group in Philadelphia. And a more reprehensible group, I believe. Last time we talked about them was with Stu Bykofsky when they were doing all these actions against ICE. Most of these people, as I understand it, are Jewish Americans. And the name of their group is Never Again Action. Now, you know what Never Again is. My God, we're dealing with the Holocaust here. And they say these unaccompanied minors are going to land or have landed at the Devereaux Foundation, one of their caring groups for it, in a place like Devon. Well, really, they're going to be picketing in Rosemont. A little bit unclear why. I guess that's where the Devereaux Foundation facility is. The Devereaux senior vice president said they're just trying to provide health, education, and legal services to migrant children now being held in the border camps. Remember that with AOC? Where you have to drink out of the toilet? Or was that Tlaib? Remember that whole thing they talked? I think it was Tlaib. So they're coming to a place like Rosemont or Devon. It's a little bit unclear where the facility is, but you get what I'm saying. Leafy suburb. And yet these people are showing up to go wild, to go on the attack. They say golden cage. What don't you get? Gold bars are still bars. So, you know, Trump's behind this. These kids ought to be unleashed into Devon. Let them go there. You know, just let them loose in the United States. There's no reason to care for them or do anything else. The Inquirer says neighbors have been upset by the plan, both for zoning and moral issues. They learned from workers renovating a shuttered Devereaux property that youths who crossed the nation's southwest border alone or were separated from their families would be moving in. They intend to house 42 undocumented children, ages 5 to 12, in what is described as an ethical imperative to help young people in need. The facility is a Stone and Gables campus on Highland Avenue. The Juntos guy says, it's really important not only for Devereaux, but for all those companies that are looking to get these contracts to open these detention centers to know there's a visible protest against this, that people who live in the area are standing up and fighting. Hey, buddy, you don't live in any area there. You're down in South Philly or wherever you are. You're not in Devon. So stop it already. The Inquirer says conditions at the border make it difficult or impossible to determine who's truly unaccompanied. Now, for all I know, the people in Devon may not want this, not because they don't think these kids should be housed or something like that, because they don't want them in their neighborhood. That could be it. So can you imagine this spectacle? Think about this. I've never been, Dan, you haven't been, I would assume, right? Just stereotyping. I've never been to the horse show. I've had people on that have jumped in the horse show. Done that stuff out in Devon, right? I can't see that. Do you have to wear a derby, too, to that? Do women have to wear the hat with a thing coming down the back?
Never went to the one in Derby or Devon, but I have been to a horse show.
Yeah, but Cowtown doesn't count. I mean, where have you been?
It was up north in Massachusetts.
All right.
They were showing horses and doing the jumps.
They were doing the jumps, yeah. Okay. You haven't been to Devon, though.
No.
Leafy suburb.
The leafy suburb of Devon.
Median income, $184,000, rounding off. Not bad.
Not at all.
That's got to be one of the highest in the area, I think. So these unaccompanied minors now under fire. Look, the outfit that was doing this in Logan called Vision Quest, that's one thing. You know, that outfit's had some trouble. But the Devereaux Foundation, Stallone, and all the – just think about that. So what do they want to do with these kids? Shouldn't that be the question the local media is asking all these outfits? And the answer should be they just want to let them loose in the United States, their parents, and anybody else they want to bring here. That's what it's about. But coming back to Devon today, you can't write this stuff. And the Juntos people and a disgraceful Never Again people, just think of the what they're comparing. They're comparing the Holocaust to trying to get a handle on what's going on at the border. These are the people that engage in this. You talk about shameful. So do you think the people in Devon are upset because they see this as immoral? It's Trump. How dare you be holding these kids in captivity? Or is it more, maybe they don't want them there. Maybe they don't want outfits like this there. Not because of moral thing. They don't want it in the neighborhood. They're in a great neighborhood. They don't want this type of stuff coming to their neighborhood. Could it be that? So 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210 and you'll get on board. We probably have a listener or two in Devon. There's only 1,700 people. I was kind of surprised. I thought it was bigger than that. I'd love to get you in. Okay, now, yesterday, coming off this battle at the White House, where Democrats go in, this is all choreographed. Nancy Pelosi, I'm a woman. How many times do we have to hear this? Trump's insulting, and they're planning on walking out and then dealing with it. Now, you have to see the video of this to do it justice, but Chuck Schumer, here's his breakdown of what happened in the White House yesterday. They went there, I guess, to talk about impeachment, or are they talking about Syria? And they knew they were going to be walking out.
They were talking about Syria. Impeachment supposedly never came up.
Okay. They didn't get time to do that because of Trump, and Nancy Pelosi had to stand up and walk out, and they're back and forth of who had a meltdown. Here's Chucky Schumer now. Here's the video. Here's what he said after this blow up.
He was insulting, particularly to the speaker. She kept her cool completely. But he called her a third-rate politician. He said that there are communists involved and you guys might like that. I mean, this was not a dialogue. It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe, not focused on the facts, particularly the fact of how to curtail ISIS, a terrorist organization that aims to hurt the United States in our homeland.
Amazing. You know, how amazing how you can, these are the very same people who used to mock that, talk about it. Now it's useful to say ICE is on the loose because Trump's not doing enough in Syria. And yeah, they would, some Democrats would like this. There are some communist elements to this operation. Guys like Bernie and others, of course they would like it. Of course the party tends toward that way. That's insulting. We have to walk out. We're not going to put up with this. Amazing stuff. Funny when you actually see them carry the choreograph this and play each act out. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, the side question of the day, by the way, I'm still in mourning. When I told Ro last night that Almond Joy was the number one candy, she went, "What? I hate that candy."
You're in mourning over that? I thought you were going to say you're in mourning over Elijah Cummings' death.
Well, yeah, it's sad when anybody dies. So, you know, the guy and all that went on before it, it's shocking that he just suddenly is dead this morning.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, there was no warning. There was nothing. So it's better left and not going to Baltimore stuff, and he was in charge of Baltimore. That's Pat. When someone dies, let it alone. Just move on with the people that are here. So... The side question of the day, I happen to see, and this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a good idea. The problem is defining rock and roll, who they put in, and just the number of bands and others that are out there. The inductees are not this year a Hall of Fame list. Here are some of the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Whitney Houston, Notorious B.I.G., Dave Matthews Band. Those are the headliners. So, Greg, you have a lot of knowledge here. I know you're doing your Zioli Army duties there, but you can be drafted for this here. One of the bosses out here doing overtime duty from the morning show. I don't know if you guys talked about this, Greg, but you see this as an unimpressive class?
Very unimpressive. I mean, I'm a huge B.I.G. fan,
right.
But he shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There should be a – if you're going to call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it needs to be defined as – rock
right.
music, you know?
Yeah, how would you, yeah, I mean, a lot of these people.
Houston.
Whitney Houston's
no.
pop, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
so,
mean, sugary pop.
Yeah, there's no, well, Dan is an enemy. You're giving him, you know, she's iconic, though. You got to have her in something. She makes it. Have you been to it? I've been to it.
I have not.
In Cleveland. It's on the water. It's nice.
I'm hoping to get out there next summer.
Yeah.
I'm turning 40 next year, so that's hopefully going to be my
40. All right. We need a – that's a good idea. So, yeah, it's one thing, putting these people in, but then this is it. The star is somebody who's not rock. Dave Matthews Band is wildly pop. I mean, anybody fills up a stadium, that's a marker to
huge,
me, right?
Huge.
Yeah, huge.
But it's a cult thing.
Yeah.
Nobody, you know, he was big for a person of a certain age group, somebody who grew
right.
up in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Kids these days don't really know Dave Matthews Band or really care about it. So Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy, no.
Who on this list? Pat Benatar, T-Rex?
T-Rex, definitely.
T-Rex,
yes,
yeah?
Bang a Gong. I mean, they...
That's the only thing I know.
When
there,
they
yeah.
did, when in the 70s, they were responsible for a lot of the bands like... Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue. And
so, all right, that's another marker. If people, if they're derivative
influenced.
Of them, the influence of that.
Yes.
And Doobie Brothers are here.
Yes.
Yeah, you say yes. Yeah. They've been trying since 1996.
Yes, yes. So. I mean, they definitely need to be in Rock and Roll.
Yeah, just for the name. Just for the name of the band. I like it. Yes. Number one band, I think we would agree. Well, I don't know if you would or not. The number one ranked them. There's 221 in there. The Beatles are number one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
without a question.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, yeah.
No band has been more influential in anything, love them or hate them, than the Beatles. So.
All right, so that's it. Whoever is influential, yes. I agree with that. That's the stat. Yep. And Dan still hates Whitney Houston. That's going to be on Twitter right now.
I don't hate Whitney Houston. I just think Willie Nelson deserves to be in there over. I'm continuing my crusade for Willie Nelson.
I agree with that 100%.
But you think he's a rock? Yes. Willie Nelson's country.
He's outlaw country, though. There's a difference. The Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings.
Well, Johnny Cash is one of the five greatest entertainers of all time, in my view. So, Well, thank you, Greg.
No problem.
I'll let you get back to your real duties now. All right. So, Dan, how are we crafting the side question today?
I think Greg brought up a great point. The most influential musicians of all time.
All right. You don't want to say best. People are going to get crazy with the influential thing.
No, I think influential is it's a great angle.
Okay.
Because
carrying favor with the boss,
so we're
I agree.
Taking Beatles off the.
Take the Beatles off. That's mine taken off. Who do you want to take off?
I'll take off the other obvious one, the Rolling Stones.
Yes, those are the two. Anything else? And we have a prize today that I'll tell you about coming up. That's the out question today, the side question. 855-839-1210. You get a line. All right, let's go to Jim and Wayne. Jim, you're first up on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Very good, Jim.
All right, so hey, I just caught the tail end. I just tuned in, and you had mentioned something about the 42 school-aged children from Mexico going into Devereaux's organization, and they've been housed over in Devon. I don't know if that's true. Just caught the tail end.
Well, you know what? We're trying to clarify because the paper's all over the place. That's what the protest is against. For some reason, they're protesting in Rosemont. Let me read it, what they say. It's a Devereaux agency, the Stone and Gable campus, 228 Highland Avenue. And that's where they're going to be headquartered and where they're going to be working with them. But, that's it. And it's 42 illegal children between the ages of 5 and 12.
Hmm. Well, I have mixed feelings on it, to be honest with you. I have two adopted kids from Korea.
Okay.
And I think, well, I don't know how it would work. Would they go to, if it was Radnor or if it was Tredyffrin Easttown, would they go to those schools? And if they did,
right,
they'd get a great education. Granted, and as long as the government paid, I think it could be a win-win because at least they're here. They're not going back. And you got 42, you might as well make the best of it and put them through a good school, and they're batting 1,000 on the schools as long as the government's paying for it. That's the issue. Because
right. Okay. Well,
shouldn't have to bear the brunt of that.
I have a sense that Devereaux is like an alternative school here. That's what happened with Sloan. That's why we're bringing it up, I think. And I think they'll be educated there. I don't know if they're going to be sent into the schools. But if you can imagine how protesters coming out to the main line, Juntos, and this outfit that says Never Again Jewish outfit, they're the ones causing the trouble. So, you know, they would rather these kids languish somewhere. No, they just want them to be sent into the United States and never seen again. And, you know, everything is okay with them.
That's the worst scenario.
Yes.
I mean, that would be the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yep.
I agree there. So.
Yeah, well, we'll try to lock down. I think they're going to school with Devereaux. That's why they're opening this up. And if I don't see any school mentioned. Exactly. Jim, who's your rock group?
Beach Boys.
Yep, the Beach Boys are in there. I don't know how influential they were. There's a whole genre of music with the Beach Boys. I've seen the Beach Boys once. You know, I know their time has passed a major celebrity, but they're certainly a major, major player. So. Well, when you hit us up, we have tickets to Shrek over at the Walnut Street Theater for the winner at the end of the show. We'll have that for you. You get him right now at 855-839-1210. Look, let me recap. Story is that 42 of these unaccompanied minors, that's probably the operative term, are coming under the aegis of the Devereaux Foundation, which has a very good reputation. The major group, and I've been confronted by this group. We did an event at Joey Vento's Gino Steaks at one point, and they were protesting across the street, banging on a drum, trying to shout us down. Juntos. is partnering with the Never Again group. Can you imagine saying never again, how sacred that is, coming off the Holocaust, and likening that to 42 kids coming here illegally, sent by their parents unaccompanied, being educated, as the first caller just said, at a pretty prominent place, the Devereux Foundation / one of their agencies. Likening that to the Holocaust. This is the and this group's in the area. This isn't just something that they do this all the time. And of course, partnering with Juntos. I think people don't want this really in their neighborhood, per se. That's part of the issue. Usually they're housed, and people complain, the very same people complain if they're housed in these places at the border. So here they're coming to the main line. They're not being sent to some, quote, hellhole. I wonder if Madeline Dean will be out there, Mary Gay Scanlon. Will they be putting their bodies on the line? Will they be grabbing a microphone today? And Chrissy Hall? No, this is more, is this Chester County, right? So this would be more... Chrissy Hoyhan, horse country. So these kids are being sent to horse country. That doesn't seem so bad. Everything figured, right? Let me go to Martin in Landenburg, Pennsylvania, Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Martin.
Good morning, Dom.
Good morning.
I got a question for you. I don't see why Trump doesn't say, we're going to shut down the borders until you people feel that everything's appropriate for us to house the children there, because they're still complaining about it. So I think that would get the Democrats in an uproar. If you totally shut down the border until they felt that everything was up to par to start letting them back in.
Well, right. Anything he does here or anything anybody does, Martin, they just want open borders. And this Never Again outfit is the most shameless of all. You know what's shameless, too? The ADL and these various other big-time groups, they don't say anything to them about co-opting the Holocaust as the slogan for their group about kids being sent to Devereux.
No, that I think is truly insane, because I work out that way.
Okay.
And I think the people are probably more upset about having them be illegal coming in.
I think you got to the heart of it if these people really spilled their guts, but then they'd be called bigots, without a doubt. Who's your musician?
Jimi Hendrix.
Well, look, Hendrix should be obvious. I have the list, though, of everyone, unless this is... Jimi Hendrix is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going to look that one up, but I have the list of the 221. He's a great name, though, Martin, without a doubt. Influential, iconic, you know, of that Janis Joplin. Is Joplin in here? I don't see Janis Joplin. So, you know, there's a lot of politics with this list. Yeah, no. Oh, Janis Joplin is in here, but no Jimi Hendrix. Shocking. All right, 855-839-1210. More of your calls coming up. Also, more on this White House meeting. And I want to tell you about, remember this Philadelphia cop that had a bunch of tattoos on? Story out today indicating that the FOP is lost. And I'll tell you what happens to cops if they have a tattoo. If it's seen as hateful. And I was kind of thinking, I listen to the Dom Giordano program every day. Would that be a hateful tattoo? Well, in Philadelphia, might be.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.